House Bill 1269 would ban oil and gas commissioners from also working in the energy industry. Democratic Representative Mike Foote from Lafayette says his bill would eliminate an obvious conflict of interest.
When it goes about its business with paid industry members as voting decision makers, it just cannot overcome the appearance of impropriety and the widespread perception that the fox is guarding the hen house.
Foote also wants to do away with the commission's dual mandate to protect public health, wildlife, and the environment while balancing energy development.
The COGCC is stuck with an impossible mission. Industry doesn't like this bill because they have a really good arrangement going right now, and they know it. Instead of having to deal with an agency that prioritizes public health, safety, and welfare, they have a state regulatory agency that stands with them shoulder to shoulder.
The state revamped the Regulatory Commission's mandate and makeup several years ago and added more non-industry members. Currently, 3 out of the 9 commissioners are required to have expertise in the energy industry. But there's also a local government representative, wildlife and environmental specialist, a reclamation expert, and someone from the agricultural community.
As an operator, to say that I am somehow in bed with COGCC, that organization will beat me over the head with a 2x4 if I step out of line.
Scott Hall's the CEO of Black Diamond Minerals and Prospect Energy, a small local company. He says regulators need to understand technical aspects of drilling and engineering.
The board has balance, but to try to make the board 51% or more anti-oil and gas, think of this as it was a school board, and you wanted homeschoolers, 51%, who hate public schools to be running that board. It just doesn't make sense.
Thank you for your testimony.
The House Transportation and Energy Committee was pressed for time and had to cut off many witnesses, and others didn't even get to testify. Industry groups oppose the measure, saying the state has conflict of interest checks in place. Others note that the bill would signal out one industry when doctors serve on medical boards and water experts on water commissions. Bob Randall is the deputy director of the Colorado Department of Natural Resources. He says the agency can't support the bill as introduced, and the governor has concerns.
As a practical matter, the industry representatives on the Oil and Gas Commission do not vote in lockstep, and they don't always vote in favor of the industry.
Several Democrats say they also have reservations, but voted to support the bill for now and work with the sponsor. Representative Dominic Moreno is a former city council member in Commerce City. He says it's part of a broader discussion lawmakers will have during this session on energy and fracking. Moreno says there's other problems in the regulatory structure. For instance, he doesn't think local governments have enough power.
You have people coming to you asking for assistance in addressing some of these issues, and all you can tell them is, sorry, all we have control over is lighting, is dust, is over the colors of the equipment that are used at the site. That doesn't process in people's mind. That doesn't help anyone.
Republicans on the committee voted against the bill, along with one Democrat. The measure now heads to the House floor. It's one of several Democratic oil and gas bills moving through the State House, including increasing fines for oil and gas companies, increasing oil spill reporting, and adding more oil and gas inspectors. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.